Hello, I'm Matt Jones from the External Funding Team at Suffolk County Council. This is the first in a series of podcasts being produced by Suffolk County Council and Community Action Suffolk, giving hints and tips on funding and a few pieces of advice to bear in mind when developing an application. Number one, do your research. Is this the right fund for your organisation and your project? If unsure, then talk it through with Community Action Suffolk or our team. Number two, if the application process permits it, then try and speak to the funder beforehand. Some actively encourage this, and it can be a useful way of ensuring that there is, at least in principle, a decent fit between your project and the fund. Number three, allow plenty of time. Ensure that you have sufficient time to complete your application. A rushed bid will probably not succeed. Make sure you're aware of the deadline and work back from that. You should allow time for the project to be appraised, approved, and an offer letter issued before you start work, as any activity prior to this may not be eligible. Number four, be clear on the need and demand for your project. How do you know that there will be the necessary take-up? If you do, how can you evidence it? Funders will want to know that their money will be used effectively, that the project will achieve the stated results, and that it represents value for money. Number five, answer the questions. This sounds very simple, but remember to give the information that the funder has asked for and not just what you want to tell them. Number six, show the bid to someone else prior to submitting it. Letting someone who hasn't been involved in writing the bid have a look at it can ensure that it's clear and it's understandable. Do not assume that an appraiser will be familiar with all the acronyms and technical terms that you may use. Having someone look at your bid cold can be a useful sense check. Number seven, be realistic. If you're asking for money, then ask for what you need as opposed to what you may want. The project needs to show value for money, but do not overpromise in terms of outputs and results. Do not feel that you need to outshine other bids. Funders want projects which will deliver results, but they don't want projects which do not succeed because of unrealistic ambitions. Number eight, if your bid doesn't succeed, try to get as much feedback as you can. Learn from the experience. Try and establish the reasons why your bid didn't succeed. Was the fund oversubscribed? Was there an issue with the application? Or was it the project itself? If you need to talk through any of this, please feel free to contact the team at Suffolk County Council in the External Funding team or at Community Action Suffolk.